Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my feet, I'm God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome into Thursday, April 24th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. No videos and no long stories, please. Officer Rick, checking in for duty this morning. Simple Radio app is loud and clear from Genesee County, where he's acting as a school cop today. Greatly appreciate that. All systems are going on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Simple Radio app, TuneIn app, both websites, and of course, 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. I want to start the show off today talking about what happened on this radio show, on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, on the radio station, back, I believe it was late September, possibly October. I was told things from people in Onaway. As a matter of fact, me and many others, who I plan to call as witnesses, were at the Presque Isle County Republican Reagan Day dinner, I believe, in 2023. The keynote speaker for that event, Bill Largent, had reached out and asked and got Tom Moran of Moran Ironworks to be the keynote speaker. While he was giving his speech, he said some things that I heard and many others heard that night at that event, along with other things that I had been continued to be told about Tom Moran and Moran Ironworks over the years since that event. Well, it all came to a head when I was told things, and I absolutely believed these people, the sources from Onaway, people who live in Onaway, people who listen to this show, people who listen to the radio station. Many of them contacted me and called me and said, Randy, this is what's happening in our community. So, after verifying it with three, four, five different sources, keep hearing the same information repeated almost verbatim, I talked about it on the radio. And anytime I talk on this microphone, what I say, I believe, is the truth from the sources I get things from. I wasn't there. I didn't see what they were telling me. I didn't hear what they heard. I relied on what they told me. And as a result, I talked about it on the radio. And it had to do with Tom Moran and Moran Ironworks. Well, you may recall, I got a letter from his attorney. And I believe that I faithfully, honestly, recanted whatever he felt I said was wrong on this microphone. Well, as a result, I guess that wasn't good enough, and we were sued, all of us. Me, personally, this show, Your Defending Fathers, Vicky, my wife, Victoria Bishop, her company, Michigan Broadcasters LLC, who owns and operates this radio station. We were sued by Tom Moran personally and his company, Moran Iron Works. Those are the facts. That's what I will testify to in court. And I will ask many of you who have stepped up saying you'll be witnesses for us. I hope you'll say the same thing. Well, there's a new development. Short break. We'll talk about it on the other side. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one, here on this Thursday, April 24th. Well, basically, to pick up where I left off, after saying things on the radio show that was on this radio station, broadcast on the radio station, as well as the Patriot Voice Radio Network, I received a letter from Tom Moran's attorney. Basically, a cease and desist order as well as a recant letter. We want you to go on the radio and recant these following items. I did that. I thought that was the end of it. I stopped talking about it. Tom Moran eventually won his school board race. He was running as an elected official for the Onaway School Board in Onaway, the Onaway School District. He won his seat. So, good for you. You won. We're moving on. Well, then we were served a lawsuit from the same lawyer who sent me the cease and desist order. Evidently, they felt I didn't do a good enough job in recanting my statements. So they sued me personally. They sued my show, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy. They sued my wife, Victoria Bishop, and they sued her company, Michigan Broadcasters LLC. She's the sole owner. She's one of two women in Michigan who own a radio station, as well as the radio station 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan, which Michigan Broadcasters own. Well, we had to hire an attorney to file an answer to their lawsuit. In preparing the answers for their to their lawsuit, our attorney countersued and said basically he has First Amendment rights. And as an elected official or soon to be elected official, you are a public figure. Tom Moran has been a public figure for years. He's in newspapers all the time about Moran Ironworks and all the good things they've done over the years. Well, the bar they have to prove in court is that they know and can prove in court that what I said on the radio, I knew when I said it was not true. The things I said were lies, defamation, libel, slander, whatever you want to call it, the lawsuit is based on that. Well, our attorney answered back and said, sorry, you can't prove what Trucker Randy knew or didn't know when he said the things that he was told by others and witnessed with his own eyes at the 2023 Reagan Day dinner by the Presque County Republicans, of which numerous people were there, heard it as well, and are willing to be witnesses against Moran to the benefit of Trucker Randy, his show, his radio station, his wife, all of it. But these attorney fees are stacking up, and honestly, people, it's going to bankrupt us. We're not millionaires like Moran. We can't afford it, and he knows it. As a matter of fact, he's been harassing some of our sponsors. He's been contacting Tom and Karen Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing and Petoskey. He actually went and paid a visit in person to Eric Frisky at Royal Tire in Petoskey. He's talked to Jonathan Deek, the computer geek. He's actually sent emails to many of them, including Dr. Jeff LaHeise, the owner of Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie. He called and left numerous messages. Well, finally, Dr. Jeff had had enough, got an email from him, and said, you know what, I'm going to give him a call and I'm going to record the conversation. In the state of Michigan, we are a one-side party state. You don't have to let the other person know you're recording the conversation. And Tom Moran, in that recorded message, phone conversation with Dr. Jeff, said flat out, his goal is to take me off the air and basically shut down the radio station. In defending ourselves and just answering the complaint alone and filing the counter suit, our legal fees, folks, are over $7,000 that we've had to put on credit cards to pay our attorney. I asked the attorney, Adam Florey, from Smith Vauxhall, what this was going to end up costing us by the time it's said and done. He said, Randy, it could be anywhere between $20,000 to $25,000. Just in our legal bills, defending ourselves. So as a result, Vicky created a give, send, go with a goal of raising $25,000. We just posted it late last night. We've already received $300 in donations. Rod Wheeler down in Lake County was the first to donate $200. Don and Jerry donated $50. There's another person on here, but I'm going to read it to you so you understand basically what the Give, Send, Go says. The logo of the radio station is at the top. Defend Trucker Randy's First Amendment rights. Goal, $25,000, raised so far, $300. Campaign created by Victoria Bishop. Campaign funds will be received by Michigan Broadcasters LLC, her company, who owns the radio station. Defend Trucker Randy's First Amendment rights. Christian conservative talk show, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, are all being sued by Thomas Moran and his company, Moran Ironworks, hereafter referred to as Moran, located in Ottawa, Michigan. The lawsuit filed by Moran claims that the talk show host, Trucker Randy Bishop, said things about Moran that he knew were not true when he said them on his radio show. Trucker Randy totally denies these claims made by Moran, both Tom Moran personally and his company, Moran Ironworks, and was forced to hire an attorney, Adam Florey, with Smith Vauxhall Law Firm, to defend himself, his radio show, as well as his wife, Victoria Bishop, and her company, Michigan Broadcasters LLC, who owns 97.7 FM WCHY in Sheboygan, Michigan. Vicky continued writing. She says, if funds are not raised sufficient to defend against these false claims made by Moran and his company, Trucker Randy's First Amendment rights may be permanently silenced, and the radio station may be forced off the air. Please donate whatever you can afford to help defend against these false claims. Help us defend ourselves from the, quote, lawfare, unquote, tactics being used by Moran to, quote, and this is what he said to Dr. Jeff in the recorded phone conversation, to take Trucker Randy off the air and to bankrupt the radio station. We believe in everyone's First Amendment rights are guaranteed in our U.S. Constitution. Help us defend those rights and continue to provide Michigan news and Michigan politics as well as music. Thank you very much for your donation. May God continue to bless you and your family, and please pray for us. Signed, Trucker Randy Bishop, Your Defending Fathers radio show, Victoria Bishop, owner of Michigan Broadcasters LLC, and 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. Folks, we absolutely hate that we have to do this, but we cannot go in debt defending ourselves against this frivolous lawsuits. Who we believe in court, we will prevail. We will win based on First Amendment rights, along with some other things that our attorney's working on. And we have no idea how the judge will rule, but we have to pay the attorney to keep the lawsuit going. If we don't continue to pay the attorney, we'll end up losing by default. This show may go away. The station may go away. I'm just being honest with you guys. This is where we're at. So if you would like a link, sent to you on your phone where all you have to do is click on it and make a $5, $10, $50, whatever you can afford donation. We would greatly appreciate it. Thank you forever. Just text me legal. I've created a folder, legal. L-E-G-A-L. Text me legal, and I will send you the link. And again, Rod Wheeler made the $200 donation. Anonymous giver gave $50 last night when we first launched this. They also put Galatians 6, verse 9. Quote, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. And Donna Dutcher, whatever you need, Randy and Vicky donated $50. So we need your help. The link that I sent to you, we ask that you please share it. Thank you, Randy and Vicky, and then the link. And again, whatever you can afford. Bottom line, we've got to take on this lawsuit, defend it, and God willing, prevail in court. But we can't do it without help, just being honest. We're not wealthy. We're not multimillionaires. We cannot afford to spend $20,000 to $25,000 defending ourselves against this lawsuit with no hopes or expectations of anything from our counter lawsuit against him. And if you can't afford to donate, just text us legal. I'll send you the information. Please just share it. Text it to other people you know that might be able to donate some money, whatever they can afford. That would be great. But most importantly, let people know what's happening. And like I've told you guys over the years on this microphone, I'm just going to tell it like it is. Because the truth is the truth, and that is the truth. It's the way I've operated from day one. I learned that years ago, back in the day, from Gary Glenn. Gary died of prostate cancer. May he rest in peace. He was a patriot brother, a warrior. He helped us pass Right to Work in 2012. And he said, Randy, if you know the truth, you believe the truth of a story, put it out there and don't worry about it. The truth is the truth, and that is the truth. And that's the way I've operated from day one. Actually, this month marks 13 years of being on a microphone doing this show. It was April of 2012, and we're now celebrating 13 years of telling the truth to you guys. We need help. I hate to ask for it, but that's where we're at. Text me legal, and I'll send it to you. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, brought to you by Enbridge, delivering safe, reliable energy to fuel your